What's up, Videolanders? This is Brad McBoom. Thanks for tuning in for another AV Quickie. And if you like this quickie, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, and show some love. All right, guys. Monkey Man came out of nowhere. I remember doing my top 10 most anticipated list, and then like a week or two later, the trailer dropped, and I was like, man, if I would have watched the trailer before I put my list together, this would have made my most anticipated list. The trailer was awesome. I couldn't wait to see it. So what did I think? I think it's a solid action movie. I wouldn't even be surprised if it ends up being the best action movie of 2024. But it's no John Wick. It's definitely no Raid. In my opinion, The Raid is the best action movie ever made. It's the movie to beat. But Monkey Man is a solid action movie. You can tell it's influenced by John Wick. There's even a fun John Wick joke. There's images and lighting pulled right out of the John Wick playbook. Like, this could be a John Wick India spinoff. It's crazy just to think how much John Wick has inspired action cinema. Now, the reason I'm laying on John Wick thick is because I want you to go in with your expectations checked. With that said, I think this is a great directional debut from Dev Patel. Dev Patel is amazing in it. I would gladly go see a Monkey Man 2. I hope this becomes a franchise and builds on this first movie. Although the monastery in this movie would essentially become the Continental, just taking more from John Wick. I'd also say the overall story is pretty thin. I heard some people say that they were blown away by the story. I think it's your pretty simple standard revenge plot with, you know, kind of a dash of political commentary. So I wasn't blown away by the story, but I wasn't expecting to be. I'm here for the action. The action does take a while to get going. I think the political commentary kind of hinders the action a little bit. But when the action hits, it hits hard. Something else I appreciate is this movie puts a spotlight on India. It's really what makes it kind of stand on its own. Great location for action. And the last thing I will say, I wasn't expecting the music to hit as hard as it did. This has a great soundtrack that, guys, I'll probably be listening to at the gym this week. So yeah, really enjoyed the movie. Didn't love it as much as I wanted to, but I think it's a solid action movie. And this is one of those movies that I wanted it so badly to be a top five contender at the end of the year. Being realistic, if it does make my top 10, it's probably going to make the cut somewhere between 7 and 10. So really liked it, didn't love it, but I recommend it. All right, moving on to my number one most anticipated horror movie of the year, and that is Late Night with the Devil. It's about a 70s talk show host. His ratings are in the toilet, so he brings on a maybe potentially demon-possessed young girl to boost the ratings, and all hell breaks loose. Now, first off, there's been a lot of controversy behind this movie concerning AI. They use some title cards when they're transitioning within the movie that were created using AI. Honestly, the title cards are awesome. They really fit the movie and what they're trying to do. But I get it. If you allow a little bit of AI, if you crack that door open a little bit, then the next movie is going to go full throttle. And then pretty soon, all our movies are going to be completely AI generated. So I get it. It just sucks, though, because it's literally a few minutes of title cards. And what really sucks is a lot of hard work went into the set design. Real people working really hard on this 70s inspired set, and all of that is getting overshadowed by a minute or two of title cards. It sucks. Now, the location is the reason to see this movie. It looks great. It looks and feels like a 70s talk show. Unfortunately, that does come with some cons, though. Some of the segments in the talk show are better than others. There were moments I was really getting into the gimmick, and then the gimmick runs out of steam. It's hard to maintain this gimmick for an hour and 20 minutes. And this is a shorter movie, but it actually feels long for only being an hour and 20 minutes. Actually, you know what this feels like? An overlong episode of VHS. Have you ever watched any of the VHS found footage movies? VHS 85, VHS Viral? Guys, I went down the rabbit hole last year and watched all of them. This movie feels like a VHS episode. You turn this into a 30-minute VHS segment, and it's probably the best VHS segment. With the added hour, though, it starts to lose a little bit of steam, and then you only get about, I would say, 5, maybe 10 minutes of gore. By the trailer, I was expecting a little bit more. I was kind of expecting Evil Dead, but within a 70s talk show, a little bit more chaos. That might be on me. My expectations were for this to be something it's not, but that's what I was expecting. And then when the gore does happen, there's some questionable CGI. It does get a little crazy towards the end, and it does go out with a bang. It's one of those either you love it or you hate it endings. If I'm being honest, I don't know if I love it or hate it yet. I would also add that David Dastmalchian, as the 70s talk show host, was fantastic. If I got to make horror movies, this guy would be in every horror movie I make. He would be my Michael Caine. He just has that look to him. He's got those horror sensibilities. His character also has a backstory that is kind of tacked on that I was really interested in, and then it kind of goes nowhere. I also thought the young girl who was possessed was real creepy. We see a lot of these possessed girl movies. Some of them pull it off. Some of them don't. I thought she pulled it off. So guys, I liked this movie, didn't love it. So yeah, I recommend both these movies, even though it sounds like I'm shitting on them. I would have liked both these movies to be contenders for my number one spot of the year, or at least my top 5. Not going to happen, but I do recommend them, and I say check them out when you get a chance. So all right, guys, that's all I got. What do you think? Did you like Monkey Man? Did you like Late Night with the Devil? Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook. Until next time, my good people. Peace out.